Welcome to Out of This World, podcast stories for kids, where we blend wacky AI-generated ideas with our own silly twists to bring you fun, crazy stories. Sometimes educational, but mostly just
out of this world.
Welcome back to Out of This World podcast stories for kids. We're kicking off season 2, episode 2, with something extra special because this time we had an incredible group of guests join us. First, we visited an amazing elementary school where the students put on a parade of nations celebrating the many cultures in their school community. There were dazzling costumes, traditional music, and so many cool traditions were shared. It was a festival of fun, and we were so honored to be a part of it. That's not all. Our friends from the school didn't just inspire today's episode. Some of the students that we met even acted in today's story, making this one of our most exciting episodes yet. And what better way to celebrate than with a parade-themed story filled with excitement, surprises, and maybe even a couple unexpected twists. So get ready, because the parade is about to begin. Let's jump into today's story on Out of This World Podcast Stories for Kids.
Good morning, everyone. I have some exciting news to share with you. Our school is hosting a Parade of Nations. This will be a special event where we celebrate all the different cultures, traditions, and backgrounds that make our community so unique. Each of your families or even a group of friends can design a float that represents something special about your heritage, traditions, or even what makes you unique.
Wait, so we get to make a real float? Like in a big parade?
Exactly. You can decorate a small wagon, a bike, or even walk with costumes and signs. The idea is to share something meaningful about where your family comes from or what traditions are important to you.
Can I do a float about my grandma's country? She tells the best stories.
Absolutely! Your float can represent your family's homeland, a special tradition, or even a holiday that's important to you. Goo goo gaga!
What if I don't know a lot about my family's background?
That's okay. This is a great chance to learn more. You can talk to your family, do some research, or even celebrate something unique about your own life, like maybe a tradition you and your family started yourselves.
Can we have music and food too?
Great question. There will definitely be music, and while we won't be eating during the parade, there will be a special celebration afterward where families can share snacks from different cultures. Goo goo gaga.
This is going to be so cool. I want to make the biggest, best float ever.
I love your enthusiasm. The most important thing is to have fun and celebrate what makes us all special. So, start thinking about your float, talk to your family, and let's make this Parade of Nations a day to remember.
Goo goo gaga.
Okay, Luna, the rocket float's almost ready. But do you really think painting it green makes it look more spacey?
Green is for aliens, Lucas. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, but why is there glitter on the wings?
Because everything is better with glitter.
All right, team, how's the float coming along?
It's looking pretty spacey, Dad.
Do you think it will fit in?
Well, I think it's looking great, guys.
Remember, this parade is all about celebrating what makes us unique.
Speaking of unique, what's everyone else bringing for the parade?
Yeah, what kind of floats and cool stuff are we gonna see?
My family loves making homemade pho. We built a whole float shaped like a giant bowl of it.
Wow,
that's cool. My family is big on music. We brought conga drums for the rhythm section. I love music. We always make origami decorations for parties. Check out these paper stars.
Pretty.
We learned how to do the merengue from my grandma. We're going to perform it during the parade.
Oh, wow.
My family's secret recipe is pancakes. We brought maple syrup.
So, you're just gonna carry syrup in the parade?
It's for pancakes after the parade. Priorities. I respect that.
Don't forget, kids, This parade isn't just about the floats. It's about us coming together to show off what makes each of us special.
And let's make sure we don't set any of the floats on fire like last year, right? We don't need another year of fire extinguishers.
Right. No fire or explosions.
Unless we're talking about the rocket float.
Look at all the people cheering.
I guess you were right. The green paint really does work.
This is amazing. I never knew there were so many different traditions.
That's what makes today special. Everyone brings something unique to the celebration.
Plus, nobody's float is caught on fire. Yet.
Yet?
Don't jinx it, Dad.
Uh-oh! What's going on with the float?
It's speeding up, and I can't stop it!
Look out!
It's going way too fast!
What the signal? Someone's got to stop it!
Well, brakes weren't in the budget!
Forget the budget! Someone stop that float!
Why is it going faster?
Maybe it has real rocket fuel.
Who would put rocket fuel in a cardboard float?
I don't know. But if it launches, we're going to have a very short parade.
Or a very long one. Depends on where it lands. We need to slow it down! Quick ideas?
We could trip it!
Trip a float? How?
What if we throw something soft in front of it?
Like pillows?
Or marshmallows?
Or a giant beanbag?
My grandpa always says, when life is rolling at you, dance with it.
Does your grandpa have a dance that can stop a speeding float?
If that thing crashes into the jam...
There's gonna be a lot of confetti cleanup here.
Not the time, Dad. That banner! If we can pull it down, it will catch the float.
Like a giant net. Or a space tractor beam, but made of cloth.
Good enough, but how do we pull it down?
You will hoist me up. I can jump up and grab that rope.
All right, Luna. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
I don't know how much longer we can hold on. We're almost there.
That was way too close. I thought we were gonna end up in space with that rocket.
I told you the syrup would come in handy.
And your grandpa. Turns out, we did dance with it.
Yes!
Okay, I admit it. Priorities.
The glitter was pretty handy, too.
Now that's how you end a parade.
I don't know if that was planned, but it was spectacular.
Totally planned.
Not planned.
While we certainly celebrated our differences today, including different opinions on safety...
I think we deserve pancakes. Don't you?
Well, we all did our part. And thanks to you kids, we did manage to stop the runaway rocket float.
I'd like to thank Gravity for its support.
Did you know that the largest parade in the world is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City? It stretches over 2.5 miles and features giant balloons, people marching, marching bands, and even floats with confetti. Although none of them has ever launched into space yet. Hey, you know what? It's time for our Zany Zinger, and we got a bunch of them for you today from our friends from the school that we visited. Take it away, Sage.
Why did the moon skip dinner? Because it was full. That's an knee slapper.
Why did the sun go to school? Because it wanted to be a little brighter.
What do you get when you mix a rocket and a car? A parking meteor.
How do you organize a space party? They plan it.
What kind of music do planets like?
Neptunes.
What's an astronaut's favorite part of a computer? The space bar.
Why did the astronaut break up with his girlfriend? Because he needed some space.
Well, that last story was a blast, and these jokes at the end, pure comedy gold. The kids really brought their A game with those punchlines. Now we're switching gears to something a little more magical. Imagine a forest lit by lanterns, the crackle of a campfire, and the sweet smell of toasted marshmallows in the air. We joined a lantern walk with some new friends, and a few of them even lent their voices to this story. So grab a lantern, follow the glow, and step into the spirit of the woods.
Hello, my friends. My name is Jackson, your guide through this enchanted snow-covered wonderland. Do you have your lanterns lit and your snowshoes strapped?
Yes!
For thousands of years, indigenous people in North America, like the Algonquin and Cree, used wooden frame snowshoes to travel. The design was inspired by how animals, like snowshoe hares, stay on top of the snow. Then, European settlers copied the idea, and eventually, they made different styles for exploring and hunting. Modern snowshoes are super high-tech compared to the old ones. Carbon fiber, aluminum frames, and synthetic decking instead of wood and rawhide.
Well, great. Who's ready to wander beneath the stars and see what magic the night has in store for us?
Yay!
I'm mostly ready. I just can't feel my toes.
That's because you're wearing sneakers.
Well, let's not all get cold feet here. Friends, welcome to the spirit of the woods, a place where the trees stretch their limbs to the sky and the earth hums with the heartbeat of the universe. The wind here, it's like a whisper from the stars, a messenger just for you saying, walk this path, breathe this air, and let your spirit be free like the wind through these branches.
Yeah, the Spirit of the Woods Conservation Club started in 1939. This place has been a point of connection for generations. Our ancestors once walked these lands, and now it's a place for nature lovers, hikers, and musicians jam out here at a yearly folk festival. Some say you can hear music when the wind whistles through the trees.
Or maybe that's just the wind messing with us. Either way, it's kind of awesome and kind of eerie.
Sounds like the perfect combination for an adventure. Just remember, if the trees start whispering our name, maybe we should walk a little faster.
Well, you never know. Keep your eyes open. Nature can have some amazing surprises. Is everybody ready for this blessed journey? Let's get our snowshoe hike on.
Make sure we're keeping our hands to ourselves, okay? And just if you want to throw snowballs or tackle anybody, just make sure it's okay with them before you do, okay? All right. Are we ready? Let's do it!
Look, fireboy!
Maybe they're saying hi to us.
In winter? That doesn't make any sense.
You're right, Lucas. Those aren't fireflies. Those are frost lantern bugs. They glow when the temperature is just right. Kind of like tiny little floating iguana stars saying, hello, universe. I am home.
Actually, frost lantern bugs belong to a specific category of bioluminescent insects that thrive in cold conditions. They regulate their glow by controlling oxygen intake. The light comes from a chemical reaction between luciferin and luciferase. They regulate their glow by controlling oxygen intake.
Okay, Ben, we get it.
Okay, everyone. Let's keep walking to see what else we may find in this whimsical sphere of cosmic wonder. Who knows what magical surprises await us next?
Whoa, look, a river. So quiet, like it's frozen in time.
Ah yes, the Great Bear Creek. This river has been winding through these woods for centuries, a quiet force beneath the ice in the winter time. It nourishes the trees and quenches the animals' thirst and guides anyone who will take the time to listen. Now, it's always flowing, always present, and it's a reminder of nature's calm and steady rhythm. Take it all in, guys.
Whoa, what was that? That turtle just moved.
What turtle?
Ah, very good eye, William. That's a painted wood turtle, just gliding through the forest of time. They move slow, but they're always here year after year, even when the ice is thick. A true traveler, keeping their own pace, connected to the rhythm of the earth.
Actually, wood turtles have antifreeze proteins in their blood, allowing them to endure cold temperatures. They can even survive being frozen temporarily.
I can't imagine living under the ice.
Yeah, it's like it has a little ice highway down there, just doing its turtle thing. No rush, no worries.
You got that right, my friends. Nature is just full of amazing surprises.
Every tree, every stream, it's all connected.
Whoa, a glowing fox!
Ah, yes, that's the spirit fox. Or, at least, that's what some call them. Their fur catches the moonlight in this magical way, making them glow like little pieces of the night sky walking among us. It's a rare gift to see one of those up close, like the universe is sharing a special secret with just you on this eve.
The scientific explanation is that their fur has hollow hairs that trap air, which helps to insulate them, but also reflects light. It's called structural coloration. In the case of the fox, we're seeing those hollow hairs catch the moonlight, and because of the way the light bends through them, they almost glow, like a natural light reflector. It's an adaptation to help them survive in low light and snowy environments. Ben, take a breath. We got it.
We have to get a picture.
And it's gone. Fast, little dude.
The universe is really smiling upon us tonight.
What is that?
Oh, no. Nope. Nope. That was a ghost. 100% a ghost.
It also could be the wind, Luke.
Or maybe the woods are waiting to reveal themselves to the universe tonight, when the time is just right.
Or maybe Lucas stepped on a squirrel's tail again.
Hey, I said I was sorry.
Nature is a gift!
Can that gift include not having scary noises?
That's just the trees settling in for the night. The winter winds make them sound all spooky, but really, they're just stretching and sighing like nature's little lullaby. Let's keep flowing, my friends. We're almost to the clearing, where the magic really starts to unfold.
Whoa, look at the sky.
Oh, wow.
It's like a million diamonds.
Would you look at that? This is the best part of a night walk. No city lights, just nature doing its thing.
And freezing our faces off while it does.
All right, my beautiful souls, gather around, gather around. Before we journey back, I want you to do something for me. Just pause, breathe, and listen. Close your eyes if you can. Tune in to the whispers of the wind, the sounds of the soft rustling through the trees, and the gentle hum of the earth beneath your feet. There's a rhythm here, a pulse that beats in sync with our own hearts. Listen to the silence, and you'll hear the forest speak to you, reminding you that we're all a part of this grand cosmic dance. Just listen.
Hey guys, can you see what's carved into the trunk of that tree?
That's not a carving, it's a little door.
A door?
in a tree?
Biologically, trees don't naturally form functional doors in the way we have doors in the buildings, but they can develop openings or cavities that might resemble one, or it is possible that a colony of wood-boring beetles could have made the shape of a door.
Or it could be a door, like the doors of perception.
Ooh, I love the beetles and the doors.
Oh, me too.
It's small, just big enough for a hand to reach inside. And look, there's something carved above it.
Only those who truly listen may enter.
Listen? To what?
Whoa, did you see that? The door just moved.
Something's inside.
It's a wooden medallion? There's a symbol on it. Almost like tree roots spreading.
Okay, that's cool. But why did it open?
Maybe the forest was waiting for someone who would actually stop and listen.
Guys, what if this is part of something bigger?
Like a message? Or a test?
Or a secret adventure that we weren't supposed to find?
Whatever it is, it wanted to be found. And we found it.
Medallions like this were historically used as symbols of power, religious devotion, or even secret societies. See these markings? They could be a coat of arms, a guild emblem, or a commemorative token from a significant event. If it has writing on it, we could trace it back to a specific time period.
All right, explorers. Let's carry this mystery back to the campfire and roast some marshmallows.
So what do? Do we keep it?
I don't think we're supposed to. It felt like it was meant to be found, but not to be taken.
Yeah, like a reminder or a challenge. The forest saying, hey, pay attention. There's more than you think.
And maybe it's not just about the forest. Maybe we miss little moments everywhere.
That's a thought worth roasting a marshmallow over.
Okay, but also, the real mystery, how did Lucas burn his marshmallow already?
The fire, it called to me.
Deep thoughts by Lucas. Someone write that down. Nope, I'm out.
Relax, Lucas. That's just a coyote.
Are you sure? Because that sounded like a werewolf to me.
If it's a werewolf, I call dibs on running first.
Coyotes are part of the balance here, just like us. That's the lesson of the woods. Everything is connected, even the things that make us nervous. Respect it, and it will respect you.
That actually makes sense. We don't have to be afraid of nature.
Unless it's poison ivy. I will always be afraid of poison ivy.
And that brings us to the end of today's adventure. From the lively parade to the glowing lantern walk, we had an amazing time sharing these stories with you. A huge thank you out to our friends who joined us for both stories. Your laughter and voices made these episodes even more special to us. And of course, thank you for listening. We'll be back soon with more wild, wacky, and out-of-this-world stories. Until next time, keep imagining, keep exploring, and keep having fun. Thanks for joining us for today's adventure. If you enjoyed it, please leave us a review. It helps other families find us. And remember to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And send us a message with your thoughts, ideas, or even a drawing of your favorite character. If you'd like to support our journey, check us out on Patreon. We appreciate every one of you. Until next time, dream big, explore boldly, and keep every adventure out of this world.